Hey guys, so my name's Belinda. I'm the guest speaker tonight. I'm gonna talk a little bit about my family because I know a lot of you know me and then you guys know Jez, but you guys don't really know a lot about like where we are, who we've come from, and like what kind of situation we've come out of and stuff, right? So like when I was younger, when I was about 6, my parents separated, and then the reason why they separated was because I told my mom that my dad was, like, one time we were over at my dad's friend's house, and they were sleeping in the same bed, and I told my mom, and so basically my parents separated and divorced because of me, so, like, it was, like, a huge mess, and, like, that was the kind of family I grew up in, and it had a lot of, like, abuse in it. My dad would, like, abuse my mom and my brother, but he would never laid hands on me, and, like, he was really, like, full of anger and, like, full of, like, just not the type of dad you would want to grow up with. So basically, I grew up in that sort of family, and I remember when I was 9 years old, my mom came to know God, and, like, she went through a whole period of being, like, suicidal, like, super suicidal, but then she finally came to meet Jesus, and the first time I went to church was when I was 9. But then when I was 9 till I was, like, about 20, like, 19, like, I never really knew God for myself. So even though, you know, a lot of you guys come here and a lot of you guys come with your parents, sometimes you just come because it's out of tradition and out of, like, ritual, right? So that's what I did. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, why the heck am I supposed to be Christian? But when I look at my friends, when I look at my 2 best friends, their families are still together. And they have finances. They have everything, like, the world would say is perfect. But I'm the Christian, and I'm the one that's, like, suffering. I'm the one that's having to go through my family having a huge separation. And then, so what happened was I was like, okay, God, why the heck am I going through such a hard time when I'm supposed to be Christian? And one of my favorite Bible verses is on the screen. So basically, it's Romans 5, 3-5. And when I finally came to know God, like, it was about when I was 19. And I really like this verse because it just stands out so much to me. And it says, not only so, but we rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And what I love about this verse is that part where it says suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. Like, that was what helped me get through a lot of the crap that my family went through. Like, when I was in university, my dad, like, basically, he got bankrupt, and, like, throughout that whole period, when I was in first year of university, my dad got bankrupt, and, like, the triad in Hong Kong was, like, looking for my family, and they were, like, knocking on doors, and they were, like, gonna burn down our house, and that was, like, the Bible verse that got me through that period, because I was, like, you know what, even though my family's suffering right now because of my dad's wrong actions, it doesn't affect me, because I'm gonna choose to allow the suffering to produce perseverance and to produce endurance. And when there's endurance, there's, like, character, right? Your character gets built. Like, even though a lot of my past is, like, super painful, and I know I wouldn't be here today and I wouldn't be who I am if it didn't happen. If my dad wasn't the bad father he was, I wouldn't be the same person I am today. So, like, I just love that Bible verse. And, like, one day I'm going to get a tattoo of that, and it's going to be awesome. And, like, it's so cool because it's like our hope is in the love of God, you know, like it's just so real. Anyways, so I just want to say, like, I know a lot of you guys, and, like, during your youth years, often you'll think, like, oh, like, no one really listens to me, and I'm going through a lot, but no one ever listens. And I just want to say, like, on behalf of all the leaders here, like, we apologize completely for ever overlooking your problems, because I know when I was a teenager, I went through so much problems, but no one ever really listened to me. And I just want to say, like, we're here for you, and we want to, like, support you as much as we can. And we're sorry if we ever overlook your problems, or we're like, oh, you guys are dramatic, or anything like that. And, like, know that, like, it comes from our hearts. Like, I'm here to represent Ben and David and David and Jez, like, as leadership team, like, we're here to support you, and we're sorry that we ever overlook your problems. And this is, like, another, like, let's read this verse together. Can we all read it out loud? Can you see? But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed in the same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord. And, like, I don't know if this sounds all, like, confusing, but basically the main part that stands out to me is from going from glory to glory. What do you guys think it means, going from glory to glory? Do you guys know? Any clues? A whole nother level? It gets better, right? It gets better. It's not just one thing. So, like, you're constantly going up. Like, yeah. Okay, there's a cycle. There's a repetition to it. Yeah. Anything else? That's pretty good. So, basically, yeah, Tammy? Victory to victory. That's good. It's going from victory to victory and, like, from one place to a better place. And, like, often I would look at this Bible verse and I'd be like, okay, like, we're supposed to go from glory to glory, right? And we're supposed to look more like Jesus. But how come, like, I would ask God and I'd be like, but how come so often in my life I would have, like, such dry seasons, you know? And, like, I don't know if you've ever been in a dry season. Who's been in, like, a super dry season with God? Yeah. And it's, like, crap, and you're like, where are you, God? Like, how come you're leaving me? And, like, how come you've left me and I have to walk by myself? And what, like, I was talking to my roommates one day, and, like, we were talking about going from glory to glory and going from one place to another, and she told me something that really, really impacted me. And basically she said, like, you know, when you go from glory to glory, you expect to just jump from one level to the next. It's like when you play video games, right? You're, like, trying to, like, the goal is to beat that enemy, and you're going to go up one level, right? Like, one up, you know? And, like, the thing is, with God, like, he works in a different way. Like, he'll often work that way, but often you'll find, like, for some random reason, you go into a dry period, and you're like, okay, what am I supposed to do now? Like, and, like, often when I go into those periods, I'm like, my relationship with God is, like, really raw and real. So I'll be like, what the heck? And I'll rant and I'll, like, walk around and I'll be, like, so angry. Like, never catch me on those days because it'll be bad. Jez has caught me on those days and it's okay. So it's kind of like ebb and flow, you know? Like, so there's glory. And then what she told me was, like, there's gory in between, which is really cool because you never really think about that because you go glory, gory. And then when you go gory, then you go, like, the gory is meant to, like, the gory means, like, the bad parts of your, like, of your season, like, whether it's in your family, like, your family was doing really well, and then suddenly your parents have a huge argument, and everything is, like, your dad's moving out, and everything's shattered, like, you're like, what the heck, like, it happened in an instance. But then, like, every single time you hit gory, it's like a launching pad for you and your family or whatever situation is to change and to be like, to adjust yourself and to be like, okay, I align myself to Jesus again. And then you go, like, when you hit that glory, it like launches you up to a higher glory. So it's actually like glory, gory, and then it goes higher and it goes glory. And then, so it's like a constant, like, but then it's not like just one wave. It's like up, down, up, and then it goes higher every single time. And I think that's, like, really cool because, like, a lot of the times when the world sees suffering, right, they'll think, oh, like, that person's family is such a mess, like, I don't want to deal with that, right? But then God sees suffering differently, and he actually has a purpose for suffering. Like, I don't know whatever situation you're going through, but, like, God actually has a purpose for you, and he has a purpose for your family, and he has a purpose for you to be in those gory situations because he wants you to reach a higher level of glory. Do you get what I mean? So I think that's really cool, and, like, I'm going to share a testimony with you. So basically, like, when, you know how I told you a little bit about when I was in first year university where my dad, like, got bankrupt, and then all these triads were looking for us? So basically, that was, like, my gory season. And, like, I was in the worst state of my life ever. Like, I was partying, boys, drugs, everything. And because of what my dad did, even though I hated it and it was probably the most depressing time I've ever been in, and I was actually depressed, it was because of that situation that caused me to actually come to know God. Like, because of that, that's why I know God. And it's because of what my father did, that's why I know God. Like, that's why Jesus entered my life, and that's why I chose Jesus to be a part of my life. And so what, I was like super low, so I started here, and I went up, like I went super high. And then I came to school in ministry 2 years later, and while I was on outreach, I was in Italy with Johannes and a couple of others. My dad did the same thing again. Instead, when he got bankrupt, he fled to Canada, and he lived here for a while, and he like started doing a lot of credit card fraud. Like my stepmom is a con artist, and so like what they did was they started like conning people around them, and then they fled again. And then so I had to go back through that like season of like gory, and I was asking God, I'm like, are you serious? Like I just went through this. Like I thought you would deal with my family. I thought you would deal with this. I thought you would like teach him a lesson already, you know, like come on, God. Like, and then but then from that, like I just realized, like, even though my family might have been in total crap and my brother and I would not have a single clue of what to do and how to take care of our family, even though we were at that super low state, I remember the one thing I was holding on to was, like, my testimony is going to be so strong. And I know that, like, I'm going to go from this gory part to, like, a whole nother level of glory, you know? You know what I mean? So, like, why don't we all stand up? We're going to do some ministry time. Can we get the band? And basically, why don't we just all close our eyes right now? And I know each one of you guys have a situation in mind that, like, probably what I spoke about probably striked up a situation in your mind. And I want you to hold on to that situation right now. And it might be, like, one of the worst situations you've ever been in, whether it's your family or you feeling left out at school, or just a situation where you just don't understand. And one thing that really helped me when I was like going through that season of like just going from gory to glory, like from wanting to get out of that place, was like just holding on to like that I don't lean on my own understanding and I lean on to God's understanding. That like even though I might not have an understanding of the purpose of this situation or the season in my life, I would hold on to the fact that I wasn't leaning on my own understanding, but on his. And so, like, I just encourage you right now, like, I know this is, like, a super vulnerable question, but I'm going to ask you, like, if you are going through that situation right now, I want you to raise your hands, and we're going to get some leaders to come around you and just pray for you. You know, like, often when we look at youth, like, we totally overlook your problems, and we're like, oh, you guys, like, you know, people overlook that, and I'm really sorry for ever doing that in your lives. Like, what you guys are going through is a huge thing, and it's, like, so pivotal in your walks with God, and I just want to, like, apologize for any time we've done that to you guys. And I want to, like, encourage you guys that, like, this season your family's going through or this season you're in right now, however hard it is, you're going to hit that glory again if you hold on and just believe that God will take you through. And I know he will take you through because he has a destiny and a purpose for you guys. We just ask you to come into each and every situation right now. Whatever it is, Papa. Would you come, no matter how small the situation or how big the situation? Would you take us from that gory to that glory right now? Would you teach us how to honor our parents, how to honor the people around us, Daddy? Would you give us that heart of forgiveness right now? Understanding. that we would have a new understanding, your understanding, Papa.